some shingles missing, and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's Monday. That means everybody with a question about anything high-tech or electronic, we have a guy for you. His name's Jose Hernandez. Now, he does a little monologue. While he does that, if I were you, I would call. Because you don't call, you don't get an answer. Unless you want to email him and wait for him. You know, you don't want to do that. So call now. I'm going to give you the number. And it doesn't matter. As long as it's can be put in the category of, you know, electronic technology. Something you're thinking about buying. In fact, I got a call today from a guy who I hope will email Jose. He needs a laptop, and he wants a refurbished laptop. And he had no idea where to go to get it. I'm sure he'll email Jose. And his name is Dave, by the way, Jose, if you see that email. And okay. I said, I'm sure Jose will get back to you and help you. It can be something like that. Well, I'm having trouble making a decision. Or I can't get this stinking thing to work, and it keeps freezing and locking up on me. Whatever. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Let us not forget. Jose is brought to you by Oreck. There are several Oreck Home Care Centers, probably one that you go by frequently. Please stop in if you've never been in, because I think you're going to be really surprised to find that in addition to terrific vacuum cleaners, they have a lot of really good products for your house. Very affordable products, too. You'll be glad you discovered the Oreck stores. Please tell them your AM and the PM. Call now, please. That's the way you should do it if you want to get in. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
how's it going, Jose?
It's good, Frank. How are you?
Good. Got another software update for my iPhone.
Yes, you did.
Almost downloaded it today. I'll wait till tonight.
Yeah, take your time.
And
don't
I'll probably
rush.
Be sorry I did it, but I always feel like that I should, because if I don't, I mean, it's supposed to fix things and make things better.
Though they fix things.
So I do it, but They always screw stuff up when they do.
That also happens as
so
well.
I'll do it tonight.
Matter of fact, there's two major flaws out right now with the current release.
What are they, do you know?
I don't remember. I didn't get in depth into the article, but it said that there's two critical errors that are currently available.
Yeah, they screwed up my music list. Maybe they'll fix that. You guys have anything for Jose?
No.
Anything
bugging I just don't know how they release, because, you know, they have testers, and I mean, hundreds of testers and
yeah, but you say that about car. Every manufacturer of every car, I don't care, pick a model, pick a make, something happens where they go, whoops, we didn't catch this, or we didn't know this would be a problem, and they have to go fix it. Recall.
Yes, I don't know.
Everybody does it.
That's what Volkswagen's saying.
Huh?
Volkswagen just quit selling all diesel-powered vehicles in the United States.
I saw it. You have that story over there, yeah.
And I have a tendency not to rail on other things that aren't Chevy, because it sounds, you know, we have a client,
but
a good
one
who's a Chevy dealer.
It's a software issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll say.
They designed their software to defeat the federal government's testing for emissions.
Well, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing to do that. If Dan has nothing, I don't have a problem, an issue. We'll
anything.
Turn it over to you, and then we'll turn it over to our callers. What do you have, Jose?
Ever heard of an app called Waze?
No.
It was purchased by Google in 2013 for $1.1 billion.
Isn't everything eventually going to be purchased by Google?
Yes.
I certainly hope so.
They're going to own the world.
This is a crowdsourced navigation app, and basically what it does is once you download the app, it records anonymous information about your speed, your direction, and your GPS location, and it loads it to a cloud database, and other people using the app can see the information. It's a lot like Google Maps, except it updates constantly, so if there's construction or suddenly an accident you didn't know about, you would have to refresh your maps, I presume. However, Waze will do it automatically. You'll get a little tone, says, you know, accident ahead, somebody on the shoulder. I was enjoying the weather in a spirited driving session in the new vehicle, and one of the nice things Waze has is it has police spotted ahead.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a very good one. It says, you know, it's on.
But how do they know?
Somebody driving pushes a button on their Waze and says, okay. I just saw the police here. And you hit send.
So it's driver input.
It's crowdsourced. Everyone has to participate.
Peer-to-peer.
Yeah.
Because when I got this Tahoe, and I mentioned that I pulled out on 270 up in North County from Landolf's place, and it said construction ahead, I thought, how do you know that? Are they looking down from a satellite camera? And I guess maybe it's what you're talking about.
Could be.
It's driver information that they submit.
Yeah, but this one comes from your phone, and if you got Bluetooth, it'll talk through your Bluetooth. But I suspect it saved me a lot of money.
See, if I were a cop running radar, and I had that, and I saw that somebody said, police running radar at something mile marker, I would, as the police go in, forget it. I'd put in, he just left. Well, you really didn't leave.
Right, but if enough people see you, the function pops up and says there's something it's supposed to be in 0.4 miles. And one of the options is to push, it's not here. So if somebody reports a car broken on the side of the road,
that has been taken away.
It's taken away. Okay. If you do the same thing with the police, if you suddenly punch not here and nine other people are punching, I just found him.
Okay, is it the problem with this that people are doing all this while they're driving? Isn't that a problem?
It is. Amazing you should ask that. It asks you when you first initiate the app if you're moving, if you're the driver. If you are, it says hand it to your passenger.
But that, you can lie about that.
You certainly can.
I think it's a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
Well, I'm going to use it.
Okay. You're a rebel.
You're going to benefit from it.
I've benefited from it. I'm going to continue to use it. Home automation. You got any home automation? Your refrigerator talk to your washer? Any of that stuff going on?
No, I don't have any of that stuff.
The current version, the current generation of home automation started in the late 90s. It wasn't adapted real well because it was considered to be a hobbyist kind of thing. They had the outlets that you plugged in, right, and it was another network that was the X10 network, and your light had to talk to a main computer. They've been coming up with a bunch of stuff. Your refrigerator, your thermostat, your hot tub, turn your coffee pot on.
Why do they need to talk to each other?
They're all on the network, all Wi-Fi. The devices, as far as I am interested, are fairly useless. The one that actually caught my eye is called the SkyBell. Have you heard of it? It's a Wi-Fi doorbell.
Yes.
And basically, you set it on the front of the house, and when you push the button from the outside, it connects through the Wi-Fi in your house to your phone
and
shows you a live image.
Who's at the door talk to them.
Right, and speak to them.
I think that's a very good idea from a safety standpoint.
Correct.
Because if you're a female and you're home alone, I'd like to see who's at the door and speak to them. And even if you're not home, they don't know that.
Right.
It'll show you here at the station, there's somebody at your front door.
Right.
You go, hey, I'm in the middle of a meeting with a couple of guys. I come back later, go away.
Right. You're
not home.
The other nice thing is if you're injured, you're recovering from surgery, you have a broken leg. The FedEx guy shows up, they're running backward as they're knocking at the same time or pushing the button.
Yeah.
You can say, it's going to take me a minute. I'll be right there.
Boy, you're so right, though. They leave stuff at our house. We don't require that we have to
signature,
sign.
Yeah.
They are fast because that doorbell will ring. And as soon as I walk toward the door, the truck's blown away already.
I mean,
they don't mess around.
They've designed that system where they only do right turns. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Yeah. No, they're all about maximizing
efficiency.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's throwing the package and hitting the doorbell as he's driving away.
No, I got to tell you something. I've never had one complaint about anybody at UPS. UPS is a well-run operation. Do you know they wash their trucks every day? Did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, every UPS truck gets washed. They have it's almost like an army formation where the uniforms are checked. They have to stand in front of a supervisor and they make sure that their clothes are pressed. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's really impressive. And they pay well.
Yes. And last but not least, in late 2014, the U.S. Began easing diplomatic sanctions with Cuba to where you may now, as an average citizen, travel there. Verizon has become the first U.S. wireless carrier to allow you to use your cell phone in Cuba.
Hmm.
You can send messages, text, and data use. So I'm sure the rest of them will be along eventually, but Verizon is the first.
The whole embargo thing is still a long way away, from what I understand. People think they're going to get cigars. No. Not for a couple of years, probably.
No, but we have our embassy there. They've opened their embassy here in Washington, D.C. So
it started.
So Verizon's offered that, but it's still international calling, correct?
No, it's a different plan that they have.
Oh.
People forget, Cuba from Florida is the same distance as Kingdom City is from here on the way to Columbia.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 90 miles away.
One of the air traffic patterns that you fly to land in Miami? Yeah. You fly halfway to Cuba on the way in.
Wow.
On the downwind?
Something. All right, let's take some calls.
Please.
Folks, probably the last time I'll give the numbers, we have a couple of lines open. You have a tech question. This is your chance. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Craig. Craig, I like your, I love your list, man. That was a great idea, that Craig's list. Say hi to Jose.
Good afternoon, Jose.
Afternoon, Craig.
Hallelujah. Jose, I haven't used my VCR for a while, and I popped the tape in the other day. And usually it automatically switches the TV over to a VCR.
Yes.
But it didn't. So I went to my input button on my TV, and I scrolled through the VCR, and it still wouldn't play. Is it because the VCR is analog and TV is digital?
No, you should still have an analog input to the... Well, most televisions have an analog input, the red, green, and white.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's red, yellow, and white.
Okay.
And the yellow is the video signal, and the red and white are the left and right audio channels.
Okay, I'll check that then.
So check what input number that is on the back of your television.
Uh-huh.
So then when you're scrolling through the inputs with your remote, you should go to that number, and if your VCR is working, it should be there.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to announce we had just launched a search. We'd heard that one person was still using a VCR. We found it! All right, thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
I'll bet you'd be stunned if you knew the number of people that still used VCRs.
I'm not stunned by it at all.
That still recorded shows on them.
Especially if some of your favorite dirty movies are still on VHS.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? You got a whole collection of porn? Are you going to throw it out?
No.
No, no way. You don't. You just keep watching it until the tape disintegrates. This would be Dave. Dave, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose, and I'm PM in the PM.
Thank you, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
I've got a question that may seem kind of, I guess everybody would know this, but my wife and I just got into a little bit more tech savvy. I've got a tablet, and she has a new iPhone 6. Is it necessary, and is there even antivirus available to put on, you know, a tablet and a cell phone, a smartphone?
Yes.
And is it recommended to do that?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to do. Although the number of organizations that write viruses and malware for cell phones versus the two big, the Apple and the Windows folks, is small, they still exist. So it's not a bad thing.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Hey, Dave, your wife has an iPhone. Is it an iPhone?
It's an iPhone 6. It's the first smartphone. I still use a little flip phone.
And my goodness, man, why? You gave her the latest, greatest technology, and you're still using an archaic little flip? What's the matter with you?
Her sisters do all these group texts, and you need the smartphone to retrieve those, where all I use my phone is to talk. So I really have no need for a
what
smartphone
a weirdo.
At this point. we still have a VCR-DVD combination player that we record programs on. We still have, we don't have cable, dish. We just get television over the airwaves.
How long have you been married, Dave?
It'll be 31 years and about another 2 weeks.
All right, your marriage is in trouble, okay? I'm just telling you, it's in trouble.
Yeah.
You get yourself the lesser phone, give her, that's the way it starts. She gets the good stuff, you get the secondhand old stuff.
She's going to download Tinder and start looking
for
dates on
there. You better change the direction of this marriage, buddy. We're just warning you. Dave, thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
He laughs. That's nervous laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows it's in trouble. Steve, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Can you see?
By the dogs?
I've never heard that before.
As if he's never heard that before.
Yeah.
I know all about that doorbell. I don't know if you want me to give the name of the company that makes it or not. If you do, I will. If
go ahead.
I won't.
No, go ahead. What is it?
The name of the company is called Ring, like in Ding Dong Ring. It's the name of the company, and the doorbell retails for right about the $100 range, and they have a neat guarantee. If it's stolen, they replace it. Yeah.
Because that's the only issue I had with it, is you could literally...
It's hanging on by your door.
It's hanging on your door. It's a camera. You just take it off.
Right.
But
you put it in with security screws, and if someone steals it, they will replace it. But the other things which the doorbell does is it has built-in motion detectors. People enter your property, it will record that they're entering it, and it is adjustable, the motion detection. And also, you can hook that up to your standard doorbell, where when they press that, your standard doorbell will ring inside, as long as they said, as long as it's a 24-volt transformer. And everything which is recorded goes to a cloud system. And I asked them, well, can I put it on my cloud? They said, no, it's got to go on ours.
Of course.
And you charge a moderate charge of $250 a month for the cloud.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's more than reasonable. Yeah.
Right. So what do you got for Jose?
Well, I wanted to find out how to install Windows 10 without it being one big piece of spyware. I went into the security. I shut off the camera. And I shut off the microphone, and next time I checked, they were both back on.
Yes.
And I don't like the idea if you have had the security set up in that, you boot up your computer and it says, hello, John, I see you're using the computer. I don't like the idea of Microsoft knowing what I'm doing, when I'm doing, how I'm doing it, because from what I understand, you cannot install that thing without Microsoft basically turning your whole life over to Microsoft.
Pretty much.
Yep.
So if you're really interested in having an operating system that doesn't include Microsoft, you can look up for a version of Linux and install that. That one doesn't report anything to Microsoft.
How do you spell Linux?
Right, because from what I understand, the U.S. government is supposed to be working with Microsoft about making a compliance regulation that upcoming software versions must be, they call it Y10, W10 compatible. So any system in the future will have to be what they call W10 compatible.
Any computer that you plug to the internet, they're going to know what you're doing if they want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this one, you know, this is a little bit beyond normal reach, if you know what I mean.
Well, Steve, your biggest problem is, you just said a while ago, you don't like when you turn on the computer, it goes, hello, John, your name's Steve.
Yeah.
That computer doesn't even know your name.
There you go. Right. Okay. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, that'd be my concern. Shoot, they got your name wrong. Bob is with us. Bob, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Bob.
We're also AM and the PM.
Oh, that's good.
Hallelujah. Jose, I had a strange one here on, I've got a Toshiba laptop. It's not even a year old, did an update on Windows, and ever since I did that update, when I go to hit the tab key, instead of it moving over to the next cell, it will print a V.
Yep.
Yep.
I've heard of it. If you'll head out to the internet and do a search on that model number and that specific error, they will give you a list of instructions on how to correct it.
Okay.
So just Google it?
Google it, Yahoo it, Bing it. You can't do, Alpine it anymore.
In other words, you're not the only person that's happened
to. Yeah, it's happened to other people, Bob.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Bob.
I thought I'd screwed something up, and it makes moving cells, in especially if you're using Excel.
Oh, extremely difficult.
It's a pain.
You also might want to go to YouTube. I'm sure there's a 9-year-old somewhere that has a video on how to fix it.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks, Jose.
Take care,
and
Bob.
Gang, take care of yourselves and behave.
Bob, thanks for listening. And we'll close it out with Susan. Susan, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Susan.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Maybe you've talked about it, but I wanted to ask you a question about the KTRS app.
Yes.
When I'm listening to the radio on the app and I get a phone call, the app does not turn off.
No, thank you. You know what? That's exactly. I was going to bring this up before Jose got away. I can't shut it off either.
You hit the. What's going on?
You hit the pause thing, the two slashes. It just keeps playing. What the heck? I'm with her. What's that about?
iPhone.
Yeah,
is yours? iPod.
Okay, well, iPod? But it is an iPhone. Yes, mine is too.
Don't know what the issue is.
But it's aggravating.
I absolutely agree. I'm sure it is.
It's KTRS's way of saying you're not going to stop listening to us.
And we want the person that you're going to talk to. You want to hear.
Susan, I don't know what you do, but I just go to my music, my iPod icon. I hit it, start playing a song, and then stop it, and it's over. That's it. It switches over to that audio. But that's what I have to do.
Yeah, I have to, like, double-press the little mouse and then, you know, erase the, you know, turn the radio off. That's what I've been doing. So.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to turn your phone off. Okay. Go to your iPod, play 2 seconds of a song.
No, I think she's talking about that home button. She double-taps twice to bring up all, and then slides up her, and just closes that app.
Okay, maybe I'll just try that next time. All right, thank you.
All right, well, at least, Frank, you're suffering with me.
Yeah, I love suffering with you, Susan. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. We don't have any more time. I'm sorry about that. We could do 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But who wants to work 3 hours on the air in a day? That's crazy talk. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he has an email address. And I assume you read all your email, don't you?
Yes.
It's, I should let you get it. I always get it for you.
You do a fine job.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com. That's TechQuestions@KTRS.com. I will ask him now live. Unedited, if he will join us next week. Will you join us next week?
Yes.
He said yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll do it again next week. And once again, it will be brought to you by OREC. They are terrific stores. They're locally owned and operated. Please stop in and look around. There's some great stuff there. And tell them your AM and the PM. And now we go to Tim Weiland to check on traffic before we talk. I hope to John Landolf. Tim, in the words of Colin Jeffrey, how's it looking down there?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a crash on southbound 270 at Ladue. We're on our way to check that out. Looking at westbound 44 from about River De Pere through the Murdoch overpass, they've got two lanes down, the two right lanes, and the three left lanes are rather narrow. So that's causing a slowdown from Jamison as you go through that area. We have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Page down to that accident. Northbound 367 at New Jamestown Mall, New Jamestown, we've got a crash. It looks like not an overturn, but the car is laid up on its side. They've got the right lane block. Looks like we have about a half a mile back up there. Staples, they have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Oh, am I on?
Okay.
If I'm on, that means somebody else is on here with us. That somebody should be John Landolf. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I am having a tremendous day. I didn't want to come in here today and work, and I don't think anybody did. This is, we're in that stretch, that perfect stretch of weather.
I love the fall weather. Well,
hold it. You take Friday off.
No, I don't.
Saturday and Sunday.
No, I don't take Friday off.
You have a three-day weekend every weekend.
John, you have no idea. Maybe I work my guts out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
He's on assignment.
Maybe I'm on a grueling assignment you don't know about. You don't know.
Oh, I think I'd know about it. I think you'd tell me what was going on, if it was really something exciting.
It's classified. It's top secret.
I'm sure you're busy. I'm thinking, maybe doing some yard work? Friday.
I have never done yard work.
What? Come on.
No.
You've never.
I have not cut the grass in 30 years, at least. I don't do yard work.
Did you cut grass when you were younger?
I made really good money when I was 15 cutting lots of people's lawns, and I loved it. So I've cut a lot of grass. In fact, I got all my grass cutting out of the way as a teenager, so the rest of my life I wouldn't have to do it.
What about raking leaves when you were young? Raking leaves, and then when you could burn leaves.
Oh, my goodness. Those were the great old days. I didn't rake them myself, but the neighbors would rake them, and you put all everybody's leaves together in a big pile and run and jump in it and bury yourself. And then when it was all over, you burn them. You tried not to burn them with kids in them. You try to make sure all the kids are out of the pile. And then you burn leaves. You're right. And you can still do it if you're out in the country. You can't do it in a incorporated or, you know, say, St. Louis County, but you can still burn leaves. And you don't have to drive too far to see people burning leaves.
I don't know if you would drive anywhere to go watch somebody burn leaves.
No, I didn't say you would do it.
You're making it like, you know, hey, let's get in the car and go watch some people burn leaves.
You're doing it again. You're turning what I say into something to make it sound stupid.
You just said, there's places you can go.
You wouldn't have to go very far, drive very far to see.
Why would you go anywhere?
You know what? Huh? I can't win.
Hey, let's do. I have some winners right here. Right. Steve and Lizzie Fink, F-I-N-K. Steve and Lizzie Fink.
Steve and
Lizzie
Fink.
Living Forest their entire. They're a long, long time, and you know they really never thought about buying a car from us, but they listen to you beating me up on the air all the time, but they're big AM and the PM listeners. So thank you to Steve and Lizzie Fink.
They bought a new car, Steve and Lizzie Fink. They bought it from where? Where do you think? John Londo Chevrolet. Wow. I made that up on the spot. I just made it on the spot.
See, if you would have taken today off, you couldn't have done that.
You're right.
You'd have called in sick.
That little jingle would not have existed had I taken off today.
Oh, yeah.
And can I say, and I'm real proud of this. I'm really proud of this. I have never, ever called in sick. Never. And I've been doing this 30 years. Have you guys have I ever called in on a day I was supposed to be on there? Because I can't come in there.
No.
I just go plow through it. I'm real proud of
you've been taking
of
Fridays off for how long now?
That doesn't count. That's semi. That's like semi retirement.
4 days a week.
That's not calling in sick every Friday. I don't
work.
Friday.
A lot of people work 6 days a week.
Yeah, I thought you were. On
I
assignment.
Used to work. I used to work 7 days a week. For a long time, I worked 7 days a week.
You know, one time there was a sales trainer, and he used this line: "Used to bees don't make no more honey."
That's stupid.
Used to bees don't make no more honey. So what you used to do, I mean, I used to work 75 to 80 hours a week, but I don't anymore.
Okay.
That was a true story. My wife actually had to call my dad years ago, my mom. It was my mom, God bless her. And Mimi's like, can Johnny start taking off Fridays at 5 o'clock so he can take us all to dinner? Because I'd work Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays until 9:30, 8:30 to 9:30.
There you go.
And so thanks to Mimi, I finally... Timmy now is 20, so that had to be about 14 years ago because he was 5 or 6.
All right, how old were you when you had your first actual job where you got paid? How old were you?
10.
Oh, I can't believe this. He beat me by a year. I was 11. I thought I'd beat you at this one.
I started going into the dealership at 9, but he wasn't paying me because I wasn't doing anything.
At 11 years old.
Once these hands could fit around a mop, a handle, or a broom, or a push broom, pick up trash cans, that. Then I was working.
Have you ever heard of a newspaper called The Grit, G-R-I-T?
No.
Look, you guys can look this up, Grit. I think it still exists.
Grit.
I sold The Grit, and as a little kid, 11 years old, when you agreed to sell The Grit, they sent you, as a thank you, a pocket knife. Your
Whoa.
Own pocket. Yeah. And then you sold the grit and they'd send it to you. And I don't know how many customers I had. I didn't do it long. But I think that thing still exists. It was a great little newspaper. And it wasn't a regular newspaper. It was more like Boy's Life or something where it had neat stories about camping or just unusual. And then I sold the Memphis Press Scimitar. I had a paper route. I still remember the exact number of customers. I had a Schwinn bicycle with a basket on the front. I'd go to the drop
point. You had a basket on the front of your bicycle?
To hold my newspapers. I'd go to
wasn't that usually for like girls to have a basket on the front of their
bicycle? Or a hard-working kid. Where else are you going to put your newspapers? And I'd roll them up.
You'd have a knapsack where it ran around your back. And
that's for kids in the 30s, the 1930s. I had a basket. You go to drop point, which was a Phillips 66 station. I roll the papers, put a rubber band around them, put them in my basket, and I'd go and throw them. And
when you were throwing newspapers, tell me I'm not that far off, am I?
No. I had 36 customers.
In the 30s?
36 customers. And the paper was 6 cents. You can imagine what kind of money I made every month with 6 cents of paper. I got... I think one penny of the 6 cents. So I get 36 cents every time I wrote my paper route. Yeah, but hey, it was money.
It's work.
You bet. I love it.
You have to work.
Except for the dogs biting you. I love it because there are dogs that chase bicycles. I didn't like that part. And I used to carry a water gun with ammonia in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you're mean.
No, I'm not mean. I don't want rabies. The dog comes after me, gets shot in the face with ammonia.
Did you really have dogs come after you? I've never in my life.
Only two customers that had dogs. Those houses, as I would drive up to those on my bike, I knew it was coming. Here come that dog.
Let me hear that dog bark again.
Pretty good.
And I said that I'm scared to death of those dogs. They said, get a water gun, a little plastic water, put ammonia in it. And I did it. One shot. Dogs never did it again. It was great. Perfect.
Oh, man. You're amazing.
I remember all this. I worked for a 10-cent store. I put tricycles and bicycles together and bagged candy and weighed the candy on the scales for the customers and popcorn outside the store on the street corner of the popcorn machine. I loved it.
How much of that candy did you eat yourself? Did you like stick a couple of pieces in your pocket?
Now, see, you know where this is headed?
What?
Fat humor. Yeah. Fat humor. Fat humor. Oh, I bet you must have eaten a lot of that candy. It just didn't show up till years later. Now,
you notice I didn't talk about popcorn. I talked about the candy.
Yeah. And that's another thing. If you work a popcorn machine on the street, you'd think, oh, man, all the popcorn you can eat. You get sick of popcorn real fast. God, I love all
popcorn.
That stuff.
What man, is it about that. The smell of popcorn when you walk into somebody? You're like, oh, man, I want to get some of that.
We had Christmas tree ornaments in this dime store where I worked, and they'd come in a dozen of those shiny Christmas balls, just a plain ball. They're real fragile. And our boss, if one was broken, she said, the whole box is no good. We can't use them. So she would let us have Christmas ornament fights, and we'd throw Christmas ornament balls at each other and break them. It was great. I loved all that stuff. I loved working as a kid. I'm not too fond of it now, but I loved it as a kid.
Well, obviously, you don't work on Fridays anymore.
Well, that's there you go.
Would you ever make a guest appearance and work a Friday?
Probably not.
What about once a month, maybe going back to just working one Friday
no.
a month?
Heck no, I'm not doing that. No, I like being on. I like having Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
So it was a couple of years ago, I had told Mimi after a Memorial Day weekend, I took half the day off on Friday, had a great weekend. Now here it is Tuesday, you know, going back to work. And I said, you know what, I could almost stay home today, you know. And if I remember correctly, my dad, I think it was about 16 to 17 years that he was working 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yeah, but this is when he was much older.
I said, well, yeah, probably about my age right now. Just late. No, he started doing that in his late 50s.
Good for him.
Had a heart attack at 55 and open heart surgery. So here I am saying goodbye to her, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking about maybe, this was May, Memorial Day of 14. Okay. And I looked at her. I'm like, I might start doing that. I might start going to 3 days a week, maybe starting next year. She gave me a look. I swear to God, like it was a, you know, deer in the headlights. She looked scared to death. What are we going to do? So I can tell that's not going
to
happen.
That's
for
the saddest thing I've ever heard. Oh, that a married couple would have to even say, what are we going to do if we're together? That's sad. That's really sad.
So Derek Metcalf was the awesome salesman for Steve and Lizzie Fink. So thank you to them. And also,
thank you, Steve and
shout
Lizzie.
Out to Ronald and Janice Beckman. Okay. And they are tired. Let's see. He's a retired carpenter, and Janice works for the Ferguson Florissant School District. They bought a new Silverado a couple of weeks ago.
Way to go, Beckman.
A lot
thank
of
you.
The PM customers.
That's right. They're out there.
Awesome.
More to come. Everywhere. More to come.
They're everywhere. And you know, we got people that listen to this all the time. Kathy Meath just retired from St. Louis Art. My buddy Tim Tegler, every time he sees me at Algonquin Country Club, he starts, are you kidding me? Because I listen to you and Frank every day.
You know when
he listens every day.
You know when they shock a lake and it brings all the fish up, the conservation people can count how many fish are in the lake? If there would be a way to bring out every AM and the PM person, make them admit that they listen, I bet it'd be like a million people.
Yes.
If you could find a way to accurately find everybody who's AM and the PM and listen to this show, you're talking a million people.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Two million. People.
I just had a little gnat flying around here in my office.
That's a good story.
That is a great story.
Huh? Hey, remind me to replay that. If we ever play best of, play the part where John said, I just had a gnat flying around here.
And I just killed it.
I just killed it.
Great story. Lightning quick reflexes I still have at 57. I mean, bam, that's gone now.
You know what? You could take karate because wasn't it Karate Kid where he made him catch that fly?
Yeah, it was.
You just did that, basically. You ought to go check into like a black belt.
Man.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to stick with this Chevy thing,
this car selling gig.
It's starting to grow on me a little bit. But we need a big, big close. Big, big close to the month of September.
I got some big clothes I don't wear anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm gradually working my way back into them.
What'd you say?
I said I got some big clothes, and they're too big now, but I'm working my way back into them if you need some big clothes. See, you said we need big
clothes. Big clothes for the month.
Didn't even get it. It was pretty funny.
Well, I don't know.
You don't get my humor.
It was clever.
You don't get my humor. It's just it. You don't. You probably click with McGraw or somebody, but
not during my spot. You know, kind of like maybe try to sell a Chevy or so.
All right, sell one right now. So pick one vehicle and sell it. Let's sell it right now. What do you want to sell?
Uh, We need to sell some Chevy Cruises.
Chevy Cruise. I want somebody right now listening. You can go in before the close of business. You don't have much time. We'll give you till tomorrow and
we'll
buy a Chevy Cruise.
We'll be here till 9:90.
I want to know if I want you to email me when an AM and the PM customer buys a new Chevy Cruise in the next 24 hours.
Okay, what about a Silverado?
And that too, and the Silver, one of each in the next 24 hours. Silverado. My son called me yesterday. He says, Dad, have you seen the front grille of these new Silverado pickup trucks? And I said, have I seen them? Are you kidding? I'm like an expert on Chevys. And he said, if I could justify a pickup truck, he doesn't need a pickup truck. But he said, man, if I did, he said, that.
Who's
that
this?
Said, my son, my older son. I said, we can make. I said, yeah. I said, we can make it happen.
He said, I'm calling him tomorrow. Adam, your dad told me you want to get a new Silverado.
No. He didn't say he wanted to get. He said if he needed a pickup truck, that's the truck. He loves that front grill.
But you're driving one, then you realize how much you need them. How did I live without a pickup truck?
I'll tell you what. It's not like a pickup truck used to be. A pickup truck was a bench seat, and that was it, and a little window behind you, and that was it. That was your pickup. Now it's a luxury vehicle with the world's largest trunk behind it. I mean, it's...
Yeah, first of all, they were regular cabs. That's all you had. Half ton,
yep.
A three-quarter ton, and a one-ton regular cab. And then when the Chevy came out with the extended cab, that was it. I mean, that was it.
There was an Asian gentleman who bought a... one-ton truck, and it caught on fire. It was a fried one-ton.
Oh, my goodness.
See what I did there? The fried one-ton. Now, that's funny.
Funny at all.
Yes, it is.
An Asian gentleman.
Fried one-ton. What's that phone number?
It's clever.
What's that phone number?
It's not even clever. It's not funny. It's not clever. It's just, I'm hanging up as soon as I get the
good. What's the phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7/365 at lawnduff.com. You can almost do the entire process online. And again, that was not really funny just then.
Thank you to every AM and the PM customer who does business with this man. And in the next 24 hours, I want to hear that we sold to an AM and the PMer a Silverado and a Cruise. That's not a tall order at all.
I would love it if an Asian guy went in and said, my truck just burnt up. I need a new truck.
I have a fried one ton. And John would go, that's not funny. Yeah. No, you know what? He'd laugh because it's a customer.
I don't think an Asian customer, they're not going to come in and say that. They'll probably be offended right now.
Of course they're not. Dan was just making a joke. You didn't even get that joke. Right, I think we're done here.
All right.
We're done here. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
There you go. John Long. Thank you, John. Now he's laughing his guts out right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he's doing? Here's what he's doing right now. Fried one ton.
Yeah.
He's laughing.
Oh, yeah. He's going to call somebody and tell him.
He suppresses it.
Yes.
He doesn't want us to know when stuff is funny. All right, we have to take a quick break here. I might as well just do some more business, and then we'll be back on track. He ate up way too much time today. He can't hear me, can he?
No.
Okay. No.
There are a couple of guys named Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are interested in talking to you, but you have to be interested in talking to them. If you are changing jobs, we may be talking to them pretty soon about that. It's a long story. If you have a 401k, a retirement account, you see, when you change, it's very important to know the rules about retirement accounts, 401k. You have a limited amount of time to roll it over. You better do it or there are fees and penalties. They can help you with all of that. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. MarkandJason.com. You hear the website every day. For the past 28 years, they have built a very strong practice at Stiefel. Stiefel Nicholas is now becoming Stiefel. Like that, you remember when Kentucky Fried Chicken said, call us KFC, so it's Stiefel. They are financial advisors, and you may very well have currently a financial advisor. But are you positive you're getting the best advice? Do they really have your full confidence? Maybe you won't know till you talk to somebody else. We'd love for that to be the complimentary meeting you set up with Mark and Jason. Second opinion can't hurt. If you want their number and more information, here it is, markandjason.com. Stiefel, member, SIPC, and NYSE, whatever that means.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim White.
Hey, Dan, I've got a quick question for Frank. Does he still have his headset on?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So you were talking about selling grit
Yeah, great newspaper.
Do you remember how you got that job? And the reason I'm asking is you had... I used to see those ads in the back of comic books.
Yes, it was
America's favorite newspaper.
That's exactly how I wrote and applied. It was an ad somewhere, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
I think I want to know if the paper's still around. I'll have Peon pull it up during the break. It was a fun... You remember Boy's Life? You remember
It
was just fun stuff. Grit was full of fun. It was kind of like a combination Farmer's Almanac and, I don't know, just fun information.
Okay. I was wondering if you heard about it from somewhere else or if you got one of those ads out of the comic book.
Saw an ad, said free pocket knife if you'll sell Grit. And I went, I'm in. I'll take it. I'll do it.
All right. It was well worth it, the pocket knife.
Yeah.
All right. Downtown eastbound 40 is really jamming up now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling on eastbound 70 / westbound 44, things are also slow from about St. Louis Avenue through the depressed section. On westbound 40, it's bumper to bumper from Kings Highway out to McCausland. We're also heavy from Clayton Warson to about Ballas, and then the right lane trying to ramp on to northbound 270. If you are traveling on southbound 270, they were working with this accident at Ladue. It's off on the right shoulder, but it's pretty heavy bumper to bumper from north of Dorset down through Ladue, and then you're slow again from Clayton Overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Staples, they have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your St. Louis, KTRS Airborne Traffic.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. And they guarantee the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. And computer repair is only the start. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need that you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. And if you own a small business, then call Computer Clinic. From network setup to data recovery to phone system repair, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone else in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, it's Martin Kilcoyne. Join Randy Naughton and me for a live broadcast from the Museum of Transportation this Thursday, September 24th, from 10 until 1. This nationally acclaimed museum houses one of the largest and best collections of transportation vehicles in the world, located on Barrett Station Road, just south of Doherty Ferry. The Museum of Transportation is a must-see. It's the Martin Kilcoyne Show on the road this Thursday from the Museum of Transportation.
Sometimes the value of a home or a piece of property depends on a lot more than the color of the walls or how secluded it is. The health and beauty of the trees on that property can make a huge difference. To make sure your trees are as healthy as they can be, contact T&L Tree Service. T&L Tree Service is one of only a handful of tree companies that employs certified arborists. And that's important when hiring a tree service. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com. T&L Tree Service.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
Tonight is the premiere of the Voice Blind Auditions, followed by the premiere of Blind Spot, the drama CNN and Entertainment Weekly called one of the best new shows on TV, tonight on NBC.
So my younger son, a couple of days ago, said, what is plantar fasciitis? I said, why? He said, well, I got out of bed the other morning. I stepped on the floor, and it's the most excruciating pain. I said, where? He said, back on my heel, like a knife shot up. I said, that's it. That's plantar fasciitis. He said, I'm going to the Goodfeet store. I mean, he's going to go. That's the number one reason that people go to the Goodfeet store is plantar fasciitis. But there are all kinds of other reasons people go. And sometimes the pain is not in their feet. Sometimes it's in the knee. Sometimes it's hip pain or back pain or neck pain or, yes, headaches. And that's when many times Goodfeet has the answer. And the answer is in the form of an arch support, a simple insert they put in your shoes. And when it works, and it stuns people. They get up right in the store and walk around and go, my goodness, I can't believe this. I can feel the difference. And maybe that's what will happen for you. I hope it will. Two stores in the St. Louis area, Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270 across from Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois on Greenmount Road across from Dearburgs. Hey, give it a shot. You don't need an appointment. You walk in, you tell them your AM and the PM, and I hope that is the solution for you. 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There is one less Republican running for president. At this hour, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker meeting with reporters in that state's capital, announcing he's suspending his run for the GOP nomination. At one point, he was a frontrunner. ABC News political director Rick Klein.
A stunning development. A man who was atop the polls as the debate season began, dropped like a stone and now is dropping out of the race entirely. Sources telling ABC News he's flat out of cash, that he had built up a campaign organization that he just wasn't able to support.
Walker down to 2% in the latest ABC News Washington Post polling. More calls for Ben Carson, closest along with Carly Fiorina to Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, to get out of the race. Carson declared Islam antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and no Muslim should be elected president. The Reverend Graylin Hagler of Washington, D.C.'s Plymouth United Church.
There's a competition right now among the political candidates in terms of who can be more insensitive than the other.
It's the stiffest penalty ever imposed on a producer in a foodborne illness case. A federal judge in Albany, Georgia, sentenced Stuart Parnell to 28 years in prison. Parnell owned Peanut Corporation of America, was convicted of knowingly shipping salmonella-tainted peanut butter, spurring an outbreak in 2008 and 9 that killed 9 people and sickened hundreds. Russia has been building up its military presence in Syria. They're apparently going to prop up the regime of Bashar al-Assad, might even go after Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
We would welcome Russia's constructive contribution to the more than 60 nations that are working together to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL.
The Russian buildup spurred a short-notice meeting in Moscow between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Wall Street, an up day. The Dow closing ahead 126 points. The Nasdaq gained 2. You're listening to ABC News.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas Superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce. And that's all.
I wish I could get sick more often, especially during flu season.
No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything.
Why do I have so much energy? Why?
Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today to get started on your path to the healthiest version of you. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
KTRS St. Louis. This is where St. Louis turns to first for live coverage of breaking news. The Big 550 KTRS, St. Louis's news, weather and traffic station. Depend on it.
77 degrees at 5:03. Good evening. I'm Colin Jeffrey. Look ahead at your forecast and traffic following the news from the KTRS Window World Studios. Here's what's happening. The Department of Justice has chosen St. Louis to receive federal funds to hire new police officers. The $1.8 million COPS hiring program will provide the money for 15 new officers. Congressman Lacey Clay issued a statement announcing the grant, but saying he will push the DOJ for additional money for more personnel, better training and support, and body cameras for all officers. In 2014, Mayor Francis Slay requested funding from the Board of Aldermen for 160 new officers, but that plan was rejected. A spokesperson for the mayor says they're going after every opportunity for additional funding and every little bit counts. The COPS grant represents new money for the city of St. Louis. Tuition at Missouri's public community colleges and universities will not increase for next school year. The tuition freeze is part of an agreement with Governor Jay Nixon. The governor calling for a 6% increase, which would bring the total state higher education budget to $985 million. College and university leaders have agreed to set aside more than $9 million of that money for science, technology, engineering, and math programs. That additional funding, though, must still be approved by lawmakers in January. And an associate law professor at University of Missouri is challenging the school's ban of guns on campus. The professor argues that state law allows people to keep their guns on campus if they remain inside a vehicle. He also says the restriction violates his right to keep a weapon for self-defense. Last year, Missouri voters approved a constitutional amendment that declares the right to bear arms as unalienable. This KTRS Business Minute brought to you by Walter Noel Flores for all your special occasions. Remember your loved ones. Visit WKF.com. During its first weekend of operation in St. Louis, Uber drivers provided more than 5,000 rides. Uber officials say that performance is on par for the first weekends in similar markets. The company activated their app on Friday in direct defiance of the St. Louis Taxi Cab Commission. The commission voted to allow Uber to operate last Friday, but with the requirement that Uber drivers provide their fingerprints for background checks. The company said that's unnecessary, saying the Uber background checks are sufficient. The ride-hailing company also filed an antitrust lawsuit naming the Taxi Cab Commission. Now to take a look on Wall Street, this check is brought to you by Jeff Lupitas, the retirement coach. Jeff can be heard with his daughter, Erin, the health insurance coach, Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 for Straight Talk on Retirement. Markets all rallied on this Monday, the Dow closing higher 126 points to 16,510, NASDAQ up 2 to 4828, and the S&P 500 at 1966. That's 9 points higher. In KTRS Sports, some good news and some bad news for Cardinals fans. Yadier Molina sidelined for the foreseeable future after he suffered a slight ligament tear in his left thumb over the weekend. The injury happened during a play at the plate last night. Tony Cruz is scheduled to start for the Cardinals tonight. They welcome the Reds to the Busch Stadium. It's a 7:15 first pitch. And the good news, Adam Wainwright may pitch in this season after all. The team has cleared the ace to resume baseball activities. This sports report brought to you by American Eagle Credit Union, locally owned and proud to serve your family, your business, and your community. KTRS Time Saver Traffic. Let's catch up with Tim Weiland. He's in the KTRS Traffic Center. How's the drive home, Tim?
All right, well, we're getting ready to clear this accident on northbound 367 near New Jamestown. You did have the right lane blocked and you were backed up to Parker. Now we're looking at westbound 44. You're jamming up now from about Arsenal out through Murdoch where they're doing the road work. And then you're also slow again from the Geyer Road overpass out to the Merrimack River Bridge. Southbound 270, pretty solid now from Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, you're jamming up McDonald through New Florissant. Eastbound 40 with the baseball traffic, you're stop and go with Timberlake Manor up through Mason. You're slow again from Clayton Warson in pockets all the way in through Big Bend. Westbound 40, that's slowing from Kings Highway out to McCausland. And then downtown, eastbound 70 / westbound 44, that's jamming up Salisbury through the depressed section up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This week only, Domino's has a deal you won't want to miss. Want a hit? It's a deal that will make you hang up your phone. Visit Domino's.com to find out more. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
In the KTRS forecast, we've got clear skies and an overnight low of 56. Tomorrow, sunny, a bit warmer, high of 84. 77 degrees here at the Big 550 in Westport from the Window World Studios. I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Buying a new car, truck, or van? American Eagle Credit Union offers auto loan rates as low as 1.74% APR for 36 months. Enjoy 100% financing. Visit a branch or online at ameaglescu.org to check out all the rates and terms available. American Eagle Credit Union offers something for everyone. That's ameaglecu.org. Membership eligibility required. Rates are based on loan underwriting factors and may be higher based on individual underwriting. APR equals annual percentage rate. If you're looking for hardwood floors, normally I would tell you to check out Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. But this is a special week and this is a special time of year. If you want hardwood floors, you need to wait. Wait until this Friday and Saturday because Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 12th annual warehouse sale and this is going to be a blowout. Huge discounts from all their manufacturers on flooring, including hardwood, laminate, and that luxury vinyl plank flooring, which I just purchased and I just installed. Pre-shop all of their locations, but make sure you're there Friday or Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, because you will get the deal of the year. Normally, deep discounted prices. Now, they just blow it out and want to get it out the door. So, for all you need to know, BoardwalkHardwood.com. It's their 12th annual warehouse sale. Starts this Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, BoardwalkHardwood.com.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
In 1985, SelectQuote came up with a crazy idea. Comparison shop multiple life insurance companies for a customer's best price. No face-to-face meetings, no bias, just great rates from great companies. 30 years later, that idea doesn't seem so crazy. I'm Trudy Lum, a SelectQuote agent. Today, I found Tim, a healthy 35-year-old dad, a 10-year, $500,000 life insurance policy. His price? Under $19 a month. Since 1985, we've saved over a million families millions of dollars on life insurance. See how much you can save today.
Get your free quote now. Visit SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-700-3866. That's 1-800-700-3866. 1-800-700-3866. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
If you're looking for hardwood floors, normally I would tell you to check out Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. But this is a special week and this is a special time of year. If you want hardwood floors, you need to wait. Wait until this Friday and Saturday because Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 12th annual warehouse sale and this is going to be a blowout. Huge discounts from all their manufacturers on flooring, including hardwood, laminate, and that luxury vinyl plank flooring, which I just purchased and I just installed. pre-shop all of their locations, but make sure you're there Friday or Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, because you will get the deal of the year. Normally, deep discounted prices. Now, they just blow it out and want to get it out the door. So, for all you need to know, BoardWalkHardwood.com. It's their 12th annual warehouse sale. Starts this Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, BoardWalkHardwood.com.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Ugh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce, and that's all.
I wish I could get sick more often, especially during flu season.
No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything.
Why do I have so much energy? Why?
Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today to get started on your path to the healthiest version of you. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Let's say you're selling your home for $300,000. If you listed with me, you'll save $9,000 in commissions. Some agents can charge up to 7% commission to list your home, but I only charge 4%. And I pay the same amount of commission to a buyer's agent, helping you keep more money in your pocket at closing. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty, and I'm a licensed broker in the state of Missouri. And I can list your home on the MLS for 4%. When you want to save money on your next home sale, call me, 314-485-1414. 314-485-1414.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Do you think Social Security will just be a source of income? Think again. Discover how it impacts your investments, risk, taxes, and more on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Big, good-looking, rugged, strong, macho men.
So can you well, sing
we're sure. About to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 21st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are now 9, soon to be 10 Schaefer Auto Body Centers. And, folks, it's deer season. It's getting close to the peak of deer season, what they call rutting season, which I think the peak is November. But it starts now, and you may have noticed more deer. Well, they hit your car, you're going to need body work, and especially the owners of a particular vehicle where you can't take it just anywhere. More on that after this.
Hey!
All righty, at the control board. It is Eon the Peon. Peon trying to warm up, rubbing his hands together. It's only about 40 degrees in here. Peon, say hi to your sponsor so I can see your breath as you speak.
very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
That's important.
It is very important. And if you are not completely satisfied with your current financial advice, then it may be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Speaking of chicks, there's nothing chicks dig more than a guy in a band. We have a guy in a band, luckily for us, on this show. His name is Dan Strauss. He's with the Johnny Boy, Bobby Sox, Southtown Band.
I'm in a band?
Yes, you are.
Oh, the Southside Johnny Band.
Yes, and they had a huge weekend, a mob scene, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
And he's in the house with his trouser mouse. How's it going, Dan?
It's going great. And I also want to say thank you to the people that have donated on our Facebook page for the USO benefit. We're still about $1,500 short.
Oh, no, that's unacceptable. $1,500. That's unacceptable. Please help us. $1,500. It's the USO, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Are you an American or not? The USO. Well, shame him into it.
Yeah.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And this weekend, once again, we babysat my little cute, world's cutest kid, my grandson, little Carson, and I had him down on the dock, and we didn't have any worms, and we didn't have any real kind of, you know, he can't really work lures very well, but we managed to catch a bunch of bluegill, and kids get so excited. Wait till Archie fishes.
Oh.
They get so excited when they catch
on
a
the
fish.
Line, yeah.
And but we did have one thing in the refrigerator, and I told my wife to go get it, and man, as fast as we dropped that hook in the water, we caught bluegill. You know what it was, Rat Boy?
Jeez.
That's right. Those little cheese cubes you can buy.
Oh, yeah.
We just took those little cubes and broke them in half, put them on a hook, and man, did we catch. And he jumped up and down and screamed. Kids are so excited when they catch a fish.
Yeah.
You got to take Archie fishing in about 6 months when he can really, you know, sort of know what he's doing. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're beautiful. It's funny, too, because he's only two. He's actually 2 years and 2 months. But, boy, can he talk. Wait till Archie starts talking. It's just like all of a sudden they learn 1,000 words. And I happened to catch, because I fished with him, so I caught a bass. It was a pretty nice bass. And I was getting the hook out with a pair of pliers. And when I put the pliers in his mouth, he grabbed my hand. He says, "No, Grumpy, no." He says, "They don't like pliers in their mouth." And he did it every time I took the pliers. He went, "No." He'd take my hand. He goes, "Put the pliers down." I said, "Why?" He said, "They don't like it." And kids have a great imagination and their idea of
right.
What,
they see this. The yeah. fish struggling when you're trying to get
yeah.
the hook up.
So they interpret that to mean they don't like it. I said, "Well, you know, well, he doesn't like that hook. Well, we got to get that out of there." It's funny, man. Watching kids fish is funny. We're brought to you by Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. It is deer season, and they'll be working on a lot of vehicles that'll be coming in, but because of deer strikes. The new Ford F-150 trucks are aluminum. Do you guys know that?
Yes.
And not everybody is certified to repair the new aluminum trucks. It takes a special certification equipment and a process. And guess who has that? Schaefer. They are well qualified and certified to do body work on those new aluminum F-150 trucks. So if you have one and are unlucky enough to hit a deer or the deer hits you, because it goes both ways. I've been hit by deer and I've hit deer, and both resulted in damage. And the worst was $14,000 when one decided to try to come in the windshield and took the windshield out of my car. And I'll never forget that night. It was on Wild Horse Creek Road. It was raining. And when it hit, it was like a bomb. It was so loud. And that glass, whenever I had glass in my shoes, in my shirt, in what little side hair I have and tucked behind my ears, glass giblets everywhere. And that car went to Schaefer, and when I got it back, it's like it never happened, like it was a bad dream. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. From Destin, Florida. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, this guy gets around. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LeClede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app, and it's so easy to use, is STL Taxi. It's free. Please download it, and please welcome Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, everybody.
I got to tell you, Dan just told me something. How bizarre is this? You're in Destin, Florida.
Wait, hang on a second. Hold on.
Okay.
World's worst producer. I am in Gulf Shores, Alabama, not Destin, Florida.
I thought you said Destin, Florida.
Boy, they sound so similar.
Gulf?
I can see
this
how
is
you
so
get
awkward. This is so awkward.
Okay.
You know what I'd like to do, Bill? Bill, if you don't mind, I'd like to edit out what we just did.
Okay.
Start over.
We'll pick
please.
It up. We'll edit this. We'll pick it up, and I'll go... from Gulf Shores, Alabama, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LeClede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. And now from Gulf Shores, here's Bill Cleveland.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. How
you doing, Bill? Great. How are you?
Just kidding. I'm in Destin.
See, that's funny.
Yeah, Gulf Shores, Alabama. Are you going to tell the story what just happened? Or
it's so bizarre because Dan tells me off the air that you ran into Dave McNutt. Dave McNutt owns LeClede Cab, your sponsor,
yes.
And he's down there, and you just happen to run into him.
I'm at a place called Lulu's, which is a very famous place here in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And coincidentally, they do have one in Destin, Florida as well. Have you been here?
It's a strip club, I believe. No, I have not.
It is not a strip club.
No, I've not been to Lulu's. but you have to. Are you going to be there tomorrow morning for breakfast? Will you still be there? Oh, no, you know what? Because we said Destin earlier, I'm thinking of Destin. Forget it. I'm thinking of a place in Destin.
Oh, my God.
So go ahead.
I'll be Destin later in the week.
How did you run into Mr.
LeClede? I walked out of, I'm doing doing an interview here with a lovely lady named Gabby, and had to come on out to try and call you guys. I was supposed to be on a little before 5 o'clock, and I hear this voice that says, Bill. And I turn around, and it's Dave McNutt and his son Adam and their family, 11 people total, and their party, and they're here, and we're waiting for a table to get into this place.
What are the chances?
For a little bit. How about that?
What your sponsor, and I'm sure knowing you, they've sponsored you for years, you picked up the tab for all 11 of them.
They're in there eating hearty on me right now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir,
I'm sure they are, yeah. I would love
but,
to get
him. Yeah, so it was nice to see him.
You can't get him on the phone, can you?
I'm actually in a whole nother building right now. Okay. I walked over here.
He's
they said hello.
He's a very nice guy. He's a very nice guy.
Yes, he really is a very nice guy. So, but I just wanted to mention a couple of things on my Facebook page, which folks can follow me on the road, facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. Two things folks absolutely have to check out. The first one actually happened over the weekend. I stayed in rural Mississippi, out really in the middle of nowhere with a friend that I had made the last time I was down here in the South. And they have a neighbor. Now, this is total, I hate to use the word redneck, but it's total redneck, but it was absolutely hilarious. This guy went on YouTube and figured out how to make a cannon, okay? So he has a homemade cannon, and he shoots bowling balls out of the cannon.
Whoa.
And they fire across the lake. And about 400 yards these things shoot. So I have a
video. I saw the video.
I'm going to tell you, that's some power because a bowling ball, 16 pounds, that takes some major firepower.
It was just unbelievable. So you can go to the website there, facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. You can see me interviewing this guy who's pretty interesting. He was a former sheriff in Miami-Dade County, of all places, and now lives out in the middle of nowhere. And I kind of interviewed him a little bit, and so you see the video. So that was pretty wild. And then just earlier today, right before I called you guys, I was at the Gulf Coast Zoo that they have here. Now, nothing like our St. Louis Zoo, but it's a very small zoo. They have about 200 animals. And this woman that I interviewed, back when they had, I can't remember what the name of the hurricane was, about 10 years ago, This lady had just taken over the zoo, and they had to evacuate all of the animals because the water would be coming in and that sort of thing. She took all of them to her house. Like, I'm talking lions, tigers, all kinds of animals. She's got about 10 acres. She ended up taking all these animals to her house. And a really very interesting lady named Patty Hall.
She must have a really big and smelly house.
I'm telling you, she was on Good Morning America and all these shows during the time of the hurricane, which you can find, I guess, on YouTube or whatever. But I've got a picture of me, and you'll have to go and look. It's with one of these great big, I don't know, some kind of tiger thing or whatever. And it just kind of walks into the office, and so you see me standing next to and petting this freaking tiger, which was a little frightening at first. But it was very, very cool. So doing some pretty interesting stuff here in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Well, I've been there. I've only been there once. It's an interesting place, a pretty place, and it's part of that beautiful stretch of beach from Panama City through Destin. That's all that same beach, that panhandle. It is a gorgeous beach.
It is gorgeous, and the people are nice. Great southern hospitality, as you might imagine. So that's it. I've got a nice lady waiting for me since we had to go on a little late, so I'm going to catch up with her if that's okay, and I guess I'll wrap it up from downtown Gulf Shores, Alabama. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you got it.
See, here's the story on Bill. Here's what he does. This is how he meets girls. He goes to a town, takes a recorder, camera, has somebody like his dad go with him, act like that's his producer, and he tells him he's like a big deal, a journalist, and I'd like to feature you on my international. And they go, sure, and that's how he meets people.
Yeah.
And like he said, this nice lady's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what that's all about. How would you like to be on my...
Yeah, I've noticed that almost every interview is with a woman.
Some young woman involved. Hey, good for him. That's what I say.
It works.
That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, where Dave McNutt, don't you laugh at that name either.
I said don't laugh at it. His name.
Is there 11 people in his family. That's a big time. Shut up, kids. It's a big time vacation. I will be doing more investigating of this Angie's List and crap like Angie's List. And look, I understand why some of you believe that this is just a legitimate, objective place to go and find good people to do work. I get that. I can see where you would, and I did too for a while. But sometimes the more you look at things and uncover the facts, you get a clearer picture. Let me give you an example here. Thank you, Chuck, for sending me this. He heard me talk about Angie's List and mentioned that someone here in town who has a business had told me that once she stopped paying Angie's List, all of a sudden up popped these negative reviews and comments about her business. That's called extortion to me. You pay us to be on our list of preferred vendors or suppliers or services, or we'll have some negative stuff pop up about it. Listen to this. This is out of Forbes magazine from September of 2 years ago. So exactly 2 years ago. Says Angie's List makes a big point to say that they're consumer-driven when, in fact, 70% of their revenue comes from advertising. But it's not advertising like Coca-Cola. It's advertising from the companies they rate. So if you will advertise on Angie's List, guess what? You get a great rating. That's a quote from Jeff Bliskall, who's a senior editor for Consumer Reports. Now, check this. Consumer Reports compared the reviews for one plumbing company in San Francisco. Angie's List gave it an F. The Better Business Bureau gave it an A+. Yelp users gave it an average of 2.5 stars out of 5 stars, so only half. While 40% of consumers, checkbook subscribers, rated it as superior. So you get the picture? Better Business Bureau says A+, Angie's List says F. I guarantee you they didn't pay Angie's List, so they get an F. It's just wrong. It's just misleading, and I can't stand that Angie Hicks. Every time I see her on TV trying to look like the plain and simple, she's made millions and millions and millions of dollars acting like, oh, we just put up companies we really think are good companies and trying to help you decide, I'll get more. I'll do some more digging on this stuff like Yelp and Angie's List. we were watching something on television, my wife and I, and there was a train. I don't know if it was a movie. I don't remember, but there was a train, and there were people on the train. It was going down the tracks, and she said, "How do you learn to operate a train?" And I thought, that's a great question, actually. And do you ever hear or talk to anybody that says, I'm in training for training. I mean, I'm learning the rail yard road business.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like a tractor trailer school you go to.
I'm sure there is, but you know what she also said? And I'm not making this up. She says, I guess that's when people say they're studying engineering. She says, that's the degree, engineering. I'm not kidding. She said that.
Oh.
Engineering.
Oh, I'm in training.
But you never do meet anybody that says, I'm learning all about the railroad.
Yeah.
But somebody has to. Now, boy, oh boy, I'm a little reluctant to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I had dinner last night with my son, my second son, who's married, and his wife. They are the parents of my world's cutest kid, my grandson. So we took him back to Jeff City after babysitting him, and they said, why don't you just stay for dinner? Now, normally, it's kind of there's pressure, it's awkward, when your mother-in-law, in her case, my daughter-in-law's case, and your father-in-law come over for dinner, and you've prepared dinner. That's a little awkward and a little pressure. There shouldn't be. My son is in the food business, but he's also... And I know he knows I love him. I love my kids like more than anything. He's a cheapskate. and he looks for bargains all the time on everything. Some things you cannot go cheap on. So he went to Aldi and got steaks.
Oh, yeah.
There are two kinds of people in the world. The kind that just don't say anything and just go, this is great. And there's me. So he goes out and he brings them in from the grill, and they're filet, supposed to be filet mignon. That's what they're supposed to be. I ate one bite of my steak. It was the worst steak. The consistency was like a heel of a shoe or some kind of hard rubber. It didn't even taste like meat. And he kept going on and on about what a great deal he got on these at Aldi. And I said, you know what? Sometimes you get what you pay for. And when you don't pay much, cheapskate, this is what you get, meat like this. And the greatest part of this is now I now have something that I can throw at him and remind him of for the rest of his life. I go, remember that steak you cooked?
Oh, right.
I'm telling you, this is not I don't even think about Aldi. I know it's, you know, there are people that shop there because they have to, and I'm sure my wife says the produce there is great. She's a great produce.
They do. I've shopped there.
But this steak before. This is the worst steak I ever tasted. And it was, I said, do you even know if this is a cow or a horse or dog? Or what do you know kind of meat this is? It's oh my goodness. It's horrible. But boy, my daughter-in-law made a great salad.
Yeah, you have to kind of pick and choose what you get there.
Yeah,
we go.
And I'm sure there's some great things.
There is, and some people have made funny videos about it on YouTube, but I don't know which one. I guess it's the Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree is the store that everything's a dollar. And every once in a while, they have in their freezer section a dollar steak.
No.
And some people have bought these and tried to cook it, and essentially it's 4 ounces, but it's about the width of like 1/8 of an inch. Like they can call it a steak. It's essentially a steak-em in like a pack. And
it's a piece of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
The one thing you can get at Aldi's is like those Ritz crackers, but they're just they're a generic brand. They are every bit as good as Ritz.
There's some great stuff there. There's some great stuff there. And then finally, someone here this morning on our station was talking about football and the brain injuries and kind of compared it to the old gladiator days and said, you know, it's just like the gladiators. People are getting rich, watching people get killed. I have to disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. It's football, all right? And anybody who plays football, anybody who decides to, especially in the last 10 years, knows things happen. It's dangerous. You want to box? You want to be a boxer? You might get your brains knocked out. Mm-hmm. You want to play football? You're going to get banged around. That's the way it is. You'll probably make decent money, maybe great money. But this business about we got to put an end to it and it's taking advantage or we're killing people. No, no. Here's the difference. The gladiators didn't volunteer to be thrown to the lions and eaten live in front of people or stabbed and killed and had their heads cut off. They didn't volunteer. This is by choice. People play football because they volunteer. Now, if it's so horrible, then everybody ought to stop playing and there'll be no more football. That's it.
Oh, and now the NFL has some things in place because they were covering things up.
Yeah.
So now they have things in place.
And even with things in place, it's still dangerous.
Yeah, that's still going to happen. Yeah.
You want to drive a race car? Okay. You might have an accident.
You can get concussions in hockey.
And you might burn up in the car. I mean, that's just, it goes with it. So that's about it. I'm out of time running late. Please tell Mike Evans to cut it short when you call him. He'll be mad, but who cares? Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a guy vacationing down in Jamaica, and he's at a resort like we're going to go to probably in January. And he's at the urinal. And there's a Jamaican guy who works there at the resort next to him. And the Jamaican looks over, and he couldn't help but notice that the guy's penis has WY tattooed on it. And the Jamaican says, "Oh, I see, man. You on vacation from Wyoming? I see WY on your penis." And the guy goes, "Oh, no. It's actually, it says, when I'm aroused, it says Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. That's my girlfriend's name." The Jamaican says, oh, I see. And then the tourist glances over and notices Jamaican guy has W-Y tattooed on his penis. He goes, hey, now I know why you noticed mine. I see W-Y on yours tattooed. What, you got a, don't tell me you got a girlfriend named Wendy, too. He goes, No, man. When I am aroused, it says, "Welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day."
Meet. All right. Let's get a check on traffic right now. Tim Weiland is airborne. Tim?
That accident up in North County on northbound 367, that's not an issue anymore. Eastbound 270, that's slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. We're looking at westbound 44 now. It's pretty slow from Hampton to about the Murdoch overpass and then from Lindbergh out to the Merrimack River. Southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry, the right lane from Marshall Road trying to get onto Highway 44. Southbound 141, you're slowing from Helfrich down to Highway 44. Downtown, eastbound 40, heavy from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have eastbound baseball traffic coming in on eastbound 40. It's 141 through Mason, then from Lindbergh to Big Bend. And we also have northbound 170, pretty slow now from 70 up through Airport Road. This report brought to you by Domino's. This week only, Domino's has a deal you won't want to miss. Want to hint? It's a deal that will make you hang up your phone. Visit Domino's.com to find out more. I'm Tim Weiland with your airborne traffic for KTRS.
If you're looking for hardwood floors, normally I would tell you to check out Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. But this is a special week and this is a special time of year. If you want hardwood floors, you need to wait. Wait until this Friday and Saturday because Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 12th annual warehouse sale and this is going to be a blowout. Huge discounts from all their manufacturers on flooring, including hardwood, laminate, and that luxury vinyl plank flooring, which I just purchased and I just installed. Pre-shop all of their locations, but make sure you're there Friday or Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, because you will get the deal of the year. Normally, deep discounted prices. Now, they just blow it out and want to get it out the door. So, for all you need to know, BoardwalkHardwood.com. It's their 12th annual warehouse sale. Starts this Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, BoardwalkHardwood.com.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a Regions Business Banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Ugh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce, and that's all.
I wish I could get sick more often, especially during flu season.
No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything.
Why do I have so much energy? What?
Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today to get started on your path to the healthiest version of you. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
Would you like an extended warranty with your new refrigerator, sir?
An extended warranty for your washer provides extra protection.
Well...
And what about an extended warranty?
An extended warranty?
No thanks. I have complete coverage with Total Protect.
An extended warranty is definitely something you should have, but a separate warranty for every appliance would cost a fortune. With a Total Protect home warranty, one plan can help cover the repair and replacement costs of up to 20 vital home appliances, from your air conditioner, refrigerator, washer, or plumbing system. You can even choose to cover your pool or spa. You'll have total control to personalize a plan to fit your needs. And when a breakdown does occur, our 180-day workmanship guarantee provides total peace of mind. You can even protect your family, because for a limited time, a Total Protect combo plan comes with a Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, a $99 value at no additional charge. For free information and a no obligation free quote, call 1-800-444-2616. 1-800-444-2616. 1-800-444-2616.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
For honest food that tastes real good, there's no place like The Wolf, a sustainable coffee, cafe, and music venue in Baldwin. How good are they? At The Wolf, 100% of their meats come from sustainable, ethical farms. All produce is sourced seasonally, and all their treats are baked from scratch. Drop in for coffee and breakfast, or sit down for dinner at The Wolf, a sustainable coffee, cafe, and music venue on Clayton Road in Baldwin. For more, go to wolfstl.com.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large out-of-town conglomerate groups. Local restaurants do business with Kuna, St. Louis's premier local vendor, at kunafoodservice.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-319-5269. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-319-5269. 1-800-319-5269.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at Kathy Helbig Group.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
In here about 2 minutes later than I like to. Sorry about that. That's just the way it goes sometimes. We're going to head out to Southern California. Before we do, I just have a quick word about Jay Randolph. I saw Jay Randolph down the hall a while ago, and I told him this to his face. This guy sounds as good as he sounded 40 years ago. If you get a chance to hear him, what he does on the station, holy cow, he's still got it. Jay Randolph, one of the, I think, smoothest, just seamless at anything he does, any sport, the great Jay Randolph, still going at it. Now we're going to somebody else that one of these days they'll say he's still got it, still going strong. They'll be saying that about this guy, Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. And if you've never been, oh my goodness, are you in for a treat? You need a reservation. They're closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions in the year. You'll need it because it's so popular and so good. And you'll see why. You'll see why Annie Gunn's is one of the primo destinations for people when they come to St. Louis if they really want some great dining. From Southern California, where they say it never rains. Not really true, but almost true in this place. Mike Evans, everybody. I saw on the weather map where it looks like you got a sprinkle or two. Is that right?
Nah, it says we're going to, but we never did.
Yeah. Palm Springs just says, go away, rain. Get out of here. That's what it says to the rain. What's going on?
You're late.
I know. I said that.
Oh. Paco's question, name the name of the hottie who lives in New York, loves the New York Rangers hockey team, and plays right wing for an amateur hockey team herself on Wednesday nights. From Wall Street, Margot Robbie.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You know, see the Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
I saw it, but I don't know who that is. I saw that, but I don't know who that is.
She was the blonde.
Oh, the blonde. Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, the blonde.
Yeah. We know.
Amber Heard.
I don't know who that is.
Johnny Depp's wife.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson. She's a blonde actor.
I know who that is.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Know who she is?
One of them plays hockey. See if you can figure that out. Lion Brian Williams' daughter Allison got married Saturday. Guests included Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, Jerry Seinfeld, and Bruce Springsteen.
Or
at least
it?
He says that she got married.
Oh, that's good. Brian Williams says
Kardashian
she got
crap. Kylie and Kendall Kardashian want to do their own thing, break away from the Kardashian clan and the television show. But Mama Kris Jenner trying to hold the family together, but it looks like these are going to be the first two hogs to leave the trough.
Yeah, and who cares?
I guess you're right there. Meanwhile, Kendall has been secretly, remember, Kendall's 19 years old, canoodling with Orlando Bloom, who's 37. Kylie says it takes her 90 minutes every morning to put on her makeup, and that she makeup that she uses costs $500 just for the makeup she puts on every day. Kardashian medical report, Caitlyn Jenner has had 9 surgeries in the last year, now word of a couple of complications, and she has serious pain medication she's on now. And Khloe, her latest lip procedure is a disaster. Her lips look like two pink tuna cans stuck on her face.
Well, I sure hope those Kardashians are all going to be okay.
Yeah, I hope they figure this all out.
I sure do care about them.
I mean, it is just plain old ugly. Those Kardashians. I feel kind of sorry for them, don't you, homie?
No.
Not at all?
No. I don't care a thing about them.
Okay. Thought I'd ask. Odds and ends, Johnny Depp's Black Mask, great movie, however.
And there's always a however in life.
I think his last movies have been so bad, I think that's the reason a lot of people didn't go and see him. Did you go see it over the weekend?
No, I'm going to see it, though.
It's really good. Miley Cyrus is so rich that she's giving away her new album free on SoundCloud. 23-song album, completely free.
Can't wait.
Most classless woman in show business, Naomi Campbell. At a VIP party on top of the World Trade Center, smoking one cigarette after another, view of the whole city on this in this VIP lounge that they have up there. She's throwing her butts down on a marble floor and just putting them out with her foot. You're not outside in the sidewalk. It's the World Trade Center is a VIP room for just dropping them on the floor.
You're going to hate this. 30 seconds, Mr. Evans. And don't say anything. I already said up front it's my fault.
Just before his death, we now find out that police were called to John Lennon's home for domestic violence charges. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a video of John Lennon mocking handicap. I've seen it. Very bizarre. You knew that John Lennon was a little weird. He had a bad temper, but both of these things, the video of him mocking handicapped people is horrible. Dayton history, first Monday Night Football game, September 21st, and finally.
Oh.
Well, I can't believe it. Wednesday night right winger for our amateur hockey team, Margot Robbie from the Wolf of Wall Street, Johnny Depp's wife Amber Heard, Scarlett Johansson, or Jennifer Lawrence. Get her done.
Johnny
get her
Depp's.
Done.
Johnny Depp's wife.
Amber Heard?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Answer is Margot Robbie.
Oh. He's mad, man, because he didn't get 10 minutes.
He didn't go, huh?
It was, I'm telling you, he's mad.
Yeah.
Mike Evans brought to you by Andy Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door to each other, Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. American Equity Mortgage, as you know, if you listen at all, is the longest running advertiser we have. 23 years. 52 weeks a year for 23 years on this show. And we've only been here 18, so they were with us before we even came here. And we appreciate that. And here's what else we appreciate. When you contact them, you tell them how you heard about them. You may have heard other places. Don't give them credit. Just tell them your AM and the PM. And you might want to contact them about a mortgage, or if you're already a homeowner and have a mortgage there or anywhere else, be pretty smart to talk to them about getting out of bad debt, replacing it with good debt. Number one culprit, credit card debt. They will show you how to stop making those minimum payments because that's a bad idea. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or here's the number. Don't confuse it with any other, 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
On eastbound 40, about midway between Mason and 270, you've got a two-vehicle accident. It's on the left against the median wall, but partially blocking the left lane, and traffic is still jammed back to Timberlake Manor. You're going to be slow again from Spady all the way into Big Bend with the baseball traffic. Westbound 44, we're slowing here from St. Louis Avenue through the depressed section. You're a little bit better as you make your way out toward Shrewsbury. A little heavy between Shrewsbury and Murdoch, and then from Guyer out to the Merrimack River Bridge, southbound 270, stop and go from south of Page, now down through Doherty Ferry. And westbound 40 is still running slow between Kings Highway and McCausland. This week, only Domino's has a deal you won't want to miss. Want a hint? It's a deal that will make you hang up your phone. Visit Domino's.com to find out more. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood store, 9000 Watson Road. Bring your measurements for the lowest prices of the year during the two-day sales at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Win up to $1 million during Million Dollar Football Fury at Hollywood Casino St. Louis, with 10 winners every hour from 6 to 10 p.m. each Friday in September.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Oh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce, and that's all.
Fox 2.
I could get sick more often.
On KTRS, St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We currently have about 1,900 drivers who have past their background check and really ready to go.
The wild ride continues for Uber in the city of St. Louis. The number of people who used Uber in the first weekend.
A Navy combat veteran is swimming the length of the Mississippi River in St. Louis tonight. Find out why he's doing it and the message he wants all of you to hear.
Immigration students demonstrate outside St. Louis Community College, calling for an end to what they say are discriminatory tuition rates.
But first at 6, you know, it's something that many in the city have been waiting for, the launch of UberX. It happened this weekend despite it being against the law.
Melanie Moon is live in Clayton to tell us about the reported high numbers of customers who use the car service this weekend and what Uber is saying about those numbers. Melanie.
Well, Uber was first launched in the San Francisco Bay Area back in 2009, allowing residents to hail a car using their smartphone app. It also allowed the drivers to use their own vehicles to ferry around the passengers. That company took off like wildfire. It is now in 58 countries, valued to be worth $50 billion. But Uber faced some major roadblocks here in the St. Louis metro area because of the St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Car Commission. The major bone of contention was fingerprinting of Uber drivers. Now, most Uber employees are subjected to a background check, but not fingerprinting. Defying regulators, UberX took to the streets for the first time this weekend and says it transported around 5,000 from Friday until Sunday. Uber says 2,000 of those rides came between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m., suggesting Uber helped people avoid driving under the influence in its first weekend of operation. Today's numbers come just days after Uber joined with riders and drivers to file a lawsuit against the Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission for what they call anti-competitive conduct in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. Now, state law requires that four members of the eight-member taxi cab commission be in the local taxiing industry. Uber calls that subjective.